classified under bone marrow failure disease, and it's about 1 or 2 per million. So it's very rare disease. Bodhi would need platelets and blood transfusions just to stay safe. He ran a risk of bleeding internally. His entire immune system was attacking itself.
So damn easy to say that life's so hard. Everybody's got their share of battle scars.
So highly immunocompromised. We were also in the midst of a global pandemic. It was a scary time to have a really sick child who was highly, highly vulnerable to any kind of viruses or illnesses that were circulating. So that meant that, you know, Bodhi basically became very isolated. Either he was here at home or he was at the children's hospital. There was a drug treatment that was optional for Bodhi that we pursued, and that did not work. And so then the next path for Bodhi was a stem cell transplant.
And today, you know, that's good enough for me.
You're waiting and watching your child fail. So it was really hard. The first call that there was a match was, it was what we were hoping for. And then when we heard that it had fallen through, and we never got the details of that, but we were given, you know, great hope that there would be another match. We just needed to keep waiting. And for so many families who are waiting for that call and still waiting, I have incredible empathy for them.
And today, you know, that's good enough.
Because it's a very helpless feeling watching your child get sicker. That was all we could do for Bodhi, was just wait and keep him safe.
Today's the first day of the rest of my life, and I'm alive.
In April of 2022, we got the massive news that we had found a match for Bodhi. He would go in for a stem cell transplant. It was a week of chemotherapy and radiation, and then the transplant. He was isolated at the Children's Hospital for a month while we waited and watched. Been a long, long road. It was really hard. He was really sick. But about day 35, I think, he was released from the Children's Hospital, and he had engraftment, which means the stem cells that had been transplanted were starting to be adopted, and he was starting to grow stem cells for the first time in over a year. And since that day, he has not needed a blood or a platelet transfusion, which really is our miracle.
And today, you know, that's good enough for me. Breathing in and out's a blessing, can't you see? Today's the first day.
Well, immediately after his transplant, the first thing that happened was he started to feel better. And we started to see that our kid was back. Our 10-year-old Bodhi was back. The energy and the bright light and the sense of humor was starting to return because his body had the energy.
Stars are dancing on the water here tonight. It's good for the soul when there's not a soul in sight.
He started to almost immediately get his life back. He was immediately wanting to go out and play and run, and he's very happy to be back at school, be back in his friends. He uses the word normal a lot, and he says, I just want to be a normal kid again. Post-transplant, a lot of that normal came back for Bodhi. I would say it's a new normal. These diseases are so multifaceted, but how they impact your mental health cannot be understated. It's a dramatic impact to a young person's life to be pulled out of their entire social circle and their interactions and their friendships. To be able to reintroduce that to Bodhi was huge. He's thrilled to head out the door and go to school and be with his friends. He's back playing hockey with his friends and skiing. And so we've got a really happy, relatively healthy young boy, and we are very grateful.
As for me, I'd like to thank my lucky stars that I'm alive and well.
We are really fortunate that he has had the access to the teams and the science and the medicine that he has been able to. But we do know that these treatments are really hard on a little body. And we've certainly seen that. We started to see kidney damage early on in Bodhi's treatment. Immunosuppressants are a drug that are given to these children to actively suppress their own immune system because it's their own immune system that is attacking them. And so they continue to be on high doses of these immunosuppressants. And for Bodhi, those drugs have been really, really damaging. Necessary, but really damaging. Chemotherapy has come a long way, but we know what it does to the body. We've seen it. It's the hardest thing to see your child go through, knowing that it feels like poison's going into them to keep them safe, to get to the next step. And, you know, I'm hopeful that those medicines and treatments can continue to improve.
It's good for the soul when there's not a soul inside.
It's devastating to have your child diagnosed with such a rare and deadly disease. But flip the script and look at how lucky we are to be in Calgary, where there's a bone marrow transplant team, experts, and a world-class facility. These are exceptional human beings who care and really have become a huge part of our lives, right? This has been a hard 2 years for everybody, including these medical teams.
I'm alive and well.
We are so grateful for what they are doing, even now, because it continues to be a really difficult environment to work in.
Yeah, I'm alive.
Not to mention seeing children go through the hardest times of their lives and supporting their families. Their work is tireless and it's hard and it's heavy. And they do it with such compassion and heart.